This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdellatif Loudiri today jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited, TASL, in Barshid. Describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco, Mr. Singh said the facility will undertake the production of indigenously developed wheeled armored platform jointly designed by TASL and Defence Research and Development Organization. He said, India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defence Ministry said, under the contract, TASL will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army, with initial deliveries scheduled to begin this month. Begin next month. This is the Kingdom of Morocco's largest defense manufacturing facility, marking the first such plant by an Indian private company in Africa. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi. At the event, legendary Malayalam actor, director and producer Mohanlal received the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest honor in the field of cinema in India. Accepting the honor, actor expressed gratitude to all those who had shaped his journey in cinema.
Mohanlal ji ko Dada Saheb Phalke Puraskar se sanmanit kiye jane par main unhe bahut bahut badhai deti hu. Unhone komal se komaltam aur kothor se kothortam bhavo ko sahajata se prastut kiya hai aur the complete actor ki unki chhavi bani hai. Ek taraf unki bhanuprathom prastham jaisi gambhir film hai to dusri taraf anek atyant lokapriya film hai.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during upcoming Diwali and Chhat festivals. Mr. Vaishnaw was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today. 9 people lost their lives in rain-related incidents in West Bengal following overnight heavy rainfall that caused severe waterlogging in Kolkata and surrounding districts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, reported record rainfall in the city, the highest since 1978. Many areas are still waterlogged, with badly disrupted normal lives in the city. Bus and train services were severely disrupted. Government, government-aided and government-sponsored schools will remain closed tomorrow and Thursday, except those in hilly areas. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee requested other school boards to declare holidays if the situation deteriorates. Work from home option will be available for government employees. IMD has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. National Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasting today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with commercial arm of the Department of Space, New Space India Limited in New Delhi. The MOU aims to establish 2 direct broadcast network stations, one in Delhi NCR and the other in Chennai, as part of the Mission Mausam project. The proposed stations will be capable of receiving direct broadcast data from various existing Indian and international Earth-observing system satellites. China has evacuated over 370,000 people as Super Typhoon Ragasa, the year's most powerful storm, approaches its southern coast. Authorities have ordered school and business closures in at least 10 cities. Ragasa is expected to make landfall in Guangdong province tomorrow before moving towards northern Vietnam. The Super Typhoon's landfall is anticipated to bring widespread disruption across the region. Over 500 Cathay Pacific flights are likely cancelled, while Hong Kong Airlines has halted all departures. And that is the end of this news bulletin.